Believe in the miracle of possibilities. This morning, as I was walking up to the monastery from the embassy, Button and Love were out doing their quick run. Love was checking around, as a mini pin does, just interested in life. But Button, he had a job. Somebody has been visiting our property. Something had been visiting our property that he had to find out what it was. And he was on his trail, and he was through these bushes, and then through those bushes, and then down this way, and up that way, and around that way. No matter which way I turned my head, there he was going. Zooming along at 100 miles an hour, just having himself a wonderful time. Searching for the elusive possibility. Now, what it is, who it was, who knows. Was it a rabbit? Was it a coyote? Was it a lizard? Was it a chipmunk? You know, was it a ground squirrel? You know, what was it? What was it that he was chasing? He smells things. He knows things that we don't know. He has a vision, if you say a vision, he has a smell-o-vision. Where he can smell things, and he sees in his mind's eye the possibility of what it might be, and he goes for it. Now, he is not unusual. Dogs are like this all over. And some people have developed the smell, like the one Frenchman who was able to smell over 1,000 different perfumes, which seems unbelievable. And another Frenchman, they must have great noses, another Frenchman who could smell the bouquet of many, many wines and be perfect as to telling which vineyard they came from. Now that is, and it takes practice, it takes practice. But it's the possibility is there. We have the possibility of using an inner awareness that we have never used, and we don't know how to do that. Now how do we use this inner awareness? How do we develop the awareness of knowing what's going on? Now, Button sees things that we don't see. Little Love walked through the house, and he was looking here and looking there as though he was seeing the people here on other dimensions, knowing of their presence. And they were acceptable, but he was curious about them because he hadn't paid attention to them for a while. And he was looking all over and checking them out. And after he checked him out, then, okay, you know, leave it alone. But he has this ability to move into other awarenesses that we don't know. And we can call it dimensions, which is a good word for it. But he moves into other awarenesses that we don't know. How could we move into other awarenesses that we don't know? How could we move into other possibilities that we have never dreamed about? Well, some people do. Some people do. Some people put a lot of attention on it. Now, you have several possibilities here on planet Earth. One possibility is to be a human being and be aware of all the human activities that are going on around you and be aware of all the human limitations and the human deprivations and all the other things that go on. Or you can be aware of all the human possibilities and all the human infinite capacities that we never dreamed possible because we thought it was just too good to be true. It was something that only magical wizards can do and things like that. And so we don't apply ourselves to it. We apply ourselves to the mundane, to the everyday that we see everybody doing. But what if we went to wizard school? What if we all went to wizard school? Not necessarily like Harry Potter, that's a rather interesting school, but if we went to a wizard school where we were taught that if we listen within, we would have the answer to everything. Where we are taught that when we snap our finger, whatever is on our mind at that moment instantly manifests, or wiggle our nose, you know. Anything that we have in our mind happens. Now what if we were taught that? What if we were trained that way? Do you think that might possibly work out? Now, there are many people who are hypnotists, and there are many people who say they are not. Now, what makes a hypnotist, if it's compared to a person who's not a hypnotist? It's his one-pointedness. He is one-pointed on knowing what he's doing. He can be as diverse in his thinking as we are, but when it comes to hypnotism, he zips right into it. Now, that is an illusion. That's stupid. No, that can't be done. Well, think about it. We have all heard about biofeedback, and we don't find that too difficult to believe. And we have recognized that biofeedback tells you when you're at various levels of meditation or awareness or inner level of intuitiveness, sleep, awakeness, what have you. And when you are at that level, you have a certain feeling in your consciousness. And that certain feeling in your consciousness, when you become accustomed to it with the biofeedback devices, pretty soon you don't need the biofeedback devices anymore to recognize it. You've taught yourself to recognize it, and then you click into it. That's just like a hypnotist hypnotizing a person and then giving him a post-hypnotic suggestion, saying to them, whenever a bell rings, they're going to get thirsty. Or whenever the doorbell rings, they're going to run and hide under the bed because they don't know why, but they're going to run and hide under the bed. And I mean, that's a bad thing to give people a hypnotic suggestion, especially when so many bells around and buzzers. But that's been done. That's been done. And but the possibilities of what we can think about and dream about are unlimited. We limit ourselves because we want to play the human game. We think the human game is so much fun. Now, why am I talking about the human game as though it's something not necessarily desirable? Hey, I didn't say that. Do you like ice cream? You like ice cream, so you get ice cream. Do you like ice cream? You don't like ice cream, so you don't get ice cream. Now, you pay attention to keeping ice cream away from you. You pay attention to keeping ice cream coming. You know? Now, it's just a matter of your direction of your thought. Now, some people like to meditate, and some people don't. Some people like to relax and be at peace, and some people are just so busy, they have so many things to do, their mind is just pouring out, which is a meditation too. But it's not a meditation, that is, it's not beneficial to you, if you let yourself get all uptight about it. Be busy. That part's okay. Be busy, but while you're busy, be relaxed. Hey, I like this. I'm enjoying this. I mean, a sea captain who has all the things of running the entire ship on his hands, he's relaxed. He knows his job. He's not worried. He's got this person to do this and this, this. Everyone has their job. Everyone does their job. He's checked them out and trained them. He knows that they are good. And then he reads a book. He sits back and as though he had nothing on his mind. Then he has nothing on his mind. Because he has his mind trained to do that. Now, why can't everyone be a ship captain? Because everyone hasn't chosen to train themselves that way. Why cannot everyone be a spiritual master? Because everyone hasn't trained themselves that way. They would rather be a human master. They would rather have all the human activities that are so exciting, and they are, and they're wonderful. And yet, every human being, when they hear of someone who's quiet and meditative, they say, oh, I would love to do that. Oh, that sounds so nice. Now, what did John say in his letter? He said he went to a Quaker church. And what do the Quakers do? They do nothing. They sit together and they just meditate. Now, in this group where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. What more do you want? You know? Now, it's a lie. It's a lie. Because it has to be under these circumstances, and you got to be in this church or that church, or you got to be, you know. No, you don't. It's just, hey, we're gathered in the name of the Christ, in the name of the presence and the power, and that's wonderful. And so, just let's enjoy it. Now, John, who leads a very busy life right at the moment, traveling around, adventuring these different things, he found time to sit in a Quaker church. Now, why did he go to a Quaker church? Perhaps his relatives went. And why was he so content there? Because he was doing his own thing. No one was intruding. It was just a place to be together where people wanted to be quiet together, wanted to think together. Now, the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. Wow, you know. Well, when all the consciousness of the Earth got together and said, the astronaut's plane now comes down properly, it came down. They weren't fearful, oh dear. They just said, it comes down perfectly. They put a new cause in motion, it's going to come down perfectly. So we can put a cause in motion that we are spiritually illumined. Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You say yes, but do you believe it? If you're spiritually illumined, you're never going to let yourself be touched by the human venture. You may play the game, but you're not going to let yourself really be touched. You're going to do it because it's fun. Not because you have to. Not because your hormones are speaking to you. Not because your tummy is speaking to you saying, I'm hungry, you know, or whatever. Or not because your eyes are speaking to you and say, look at that beautiful sunset. I don't choose to. You're stupid not looking at that beautiful sunset. Maybe tomorrow night. It might not be there tomorrow night. Then I'll look at it another night when it's there. Untouched. Can you be untouched? You see, if you're really untouched, you don't create somebody asking you the question either. You know what I mean? You don't create somebody checking you out on these things. So be a master. Be a total master of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Believe in the miracle of possibilities, because they're all around us. They're just waiting for us to claim them. The dog smells them. He senses them. The cats, they sense them. Oh, cats have even a greater sensitivity to spiritual qualities than dogs do. This has been known throughout history. And a lot of animals, they're very into... Do you know what a rattlesnake does? A rattlesnake feels vibrations. He doesn't hear. He doesn't have any ears. A rattlesnake doesn't hear you coming. He feels your vibrations. And that's why he responds so interestingly, to move so quickly. I was driving down the road here, and I saw a grass snake going across the road, and all of a sudden, I was coming along fast, and so he didn't hear me until I was close to him. And he perked up, looked my direction, and off to the side of the road like a flash. But until he could hear the sound of the wheels of the car on the pavement, on the dirt, he didn't know I was there. And the dirt didn't help much because it's not contiguous like pavement. Pavement is like railroad track, it has a continuum to it that the sound would carry. But we have that capacity. Anything that any critter has, we have. Now, what do some lizards do? They grow back their leg. They grow back their tail. They grow back their appendages. Why can't we? We can. We don't want to. Why do other creatures have eyes that they can see in the dark and they can see everywhere? We do too. We have eyes that have infinite capacity. Our eyes will do whatever we want them to do. Our ears will do whatever we want them to do. Our body is just an extension of what we want them to do, what our thoughts are. Now, what are our thoughts? What are the possibilities that we want to have? What are the possibilities that we're thinking of for ourselves, the miracle of possibilities? Well, that you got to decide for yourself. It doesn't make any difference. If you go through this life and you enjoy whatever you enjoy, have at it. If you go through this life and you decide to be the ultimate of the possibilities, be that. But you see, when you are the ultimate of the possibilities, and I don't want to say it's so great like that, but when you are expressing your possibilities more and more, people will not look at you and say, oh, you're expressing your possibilities more and more. People won't even notice what you're doing. You will be, so to speak, invisible to anyone who is not on your level of understanding. Not that you're better than them. They may be on a different level of understanding in many areas to you that you're not aware of, but they won't even be aware of you. When you are living in your spiritual consciousness, they won't even be aware of it. Do you think that the people in John's factory, where he's making plastic bubbles for packaging things, do you think they recognized who he was, who he is? No. They knew he's a nice guy, pleasant to be with, charming. Perhaps he exuded some quality that they didn't understand, or maybe they did understand. And the one guy had to touch him, you know, gently, not rough, you know, because a man shouldn't touch another man gently. You got to touch him rough, you know, so that you're masculine, you know. He just said, hey, you're quite a guy. Yeah, not, hey, you're quite a guy, slam bang, you know. He didn't have to do that. He just, hey, you're quite a guy. I'm really learning something in your presence. You know? Now, what about the rest of us? We don't need to have an example, but think about it. Think about how you're trying to impress other people. And the best way to impress other people is just be yourself. Be who you are and be so loving. And when you are that, it's great. Now, why is Anita so young? Everybody thinks Anita's a little girl. They think that she's 21, 25, you know, maybe 30 at most, but never anything more than, yeah, 21. No. Why do they think of that? Because she has this innocence about her. She likes herself. She just goes and does her own thing. Now, that makes us young. Doing our own thing, not fighting the world. Enjoying ourselves. Having fun with life. If we fight the world, we age. When we fight the world, we age, and all of us. And when we don't fight the world, well, what's the opposite of aging? You youth. You youth. You become younger. And this is a lovely thing. No, not bad at all. But you look at many gurus, Hindu gurus, who are so unique, and they have baby skin, and they have clear white eyes, and they have everything, but they're living in the consciousness of their spiritual quality. They're not out fighting the world. They're not out facing the day-to-day stuff. They're not out trying to prove anything. They're just being at peace with themselves. And nothing comes up to disturb them. I mean, monsoons come to India. You know what monsoons are? Mm-hmm. That's when the big rain comes and floods everything and drowns people by the thousands. And what do the gurus do? They sit there and they see all these people being drowned and they say, that's your choice. I have given you my teaching. I have shown you my way. I have taught you peace. I've said, come, come, you know, all you people, come. I'll show you what I'm doing. Oh, but you're so great. You're so wonderful. None of us could be like you, you know. We can't take the time like you. We got children. We have husbands and wives to raise. We have houses and families and work to do, you know. Hey, if that's what you want, go ahead. 10 minutes later, they're dead in the monsoon. Now, when did they have time to raise all those families and do all those things they wanted to do? But there's not as many gurus in India as we think. But there are a few. And the people who do go to them, if they have the humility to learn, find out all about the miracle of possibilities that are available to them. And even the snotty ones, like Swami Rama, who picked on his master, who treated his master, you know, with disrespect, like most children do of their parents. And still he got a great amount of learning and a great amount of understanding. The dogs can do it, the cats can do it, and you can do it. Are you ready for your miracles of possibilities? Well then, just follow our little program here. One-pointed, you know, untouched, unpossessed, non-judgmental, you know. Just follow that. Self-discipline, self-dedication, self-diligence, self-determination, See, just follow that. It's so easy. When you do that, you're unconditionally loving, and you can see people dying in the monsoons. You can see things happening to the world, and you're untouched by it. And the reason you're untouched by it is because you are in your world. And this is a movie that goes on around you if you wish it. Now, there are some masters, if you will, some gurus, who create themselves on Paradise Island or in a paradise situation where things that happen around them are always good and very good from their point of view. And there are no wars, there are no conflicts, there are no floods or famines, there are no problems. Now, you say that would be a very uninteresting world. Very uninteresting and very unsatisfying world. And as long as you say that, that's what you'll experience. But the minute you say, I believe in the miracle of possibilities, then you'll have them. Now, when are you ready for that gesture, that movement? And you say now, but if you say now, then everything in the past is forgotten. You do not put your mind 1 second on anything in the past, or 1 second on anything in the future. You live in the here and the now, completely like a button. Oh, wait, there's something around here. It's a new experience. I'm right into it. You know, right in the now. Or like a master, sitting in peace and quiet. Hey, the master doesn't have to be nothing. He can climb a mountain. He knows he'll make it, of course. Go naked up the mountain in a snowstorm and blizzard and 50 degrees below zero. It's cozy warm. Need that? Oh, you know, but that's only by comparison. Because you see other people doing the same thing can't be cozy warm, you know. But we don't want to judge. We don't want to compare. We don't want to be touched. But I'll keep sharing these ideas with you guys, and one by one you'll accept it or not. And if you accept it, then we probably won't see much of you. But enjoy. We won't see you until we're ready to be walking the same path that each of us are walking. You follow me? Mm-hmm. When we each walk this path, then we'll see another master, because that's what a master does, doesn't he? A master sees another master. Have a good day, and I love you very much.